Okay, good morning. It's Sunday, December 12th, 2021. This is a meeting of the KPFK Delegates Assembly to vote on four bylaws amendments that have been proposed this year. My name is Michael Novick. I'm currently the chair of the Local Station Board. And we do have a quorum, so I'm going to ask the Secretary Jeanine Roan to call the roll if possible. I'll just call the people I see.
No, I've got it, Michael.
Okay,
thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Michael Adler.
Present.
Thank you. Alan B.
I don't see him yet. Go on.
Yeah. Fred Blair. Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto.
Discuss Sandy Childs. I'm here.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Thank you. Ollie Lex, Velia Jones?
Present.
Thank you. Ollie Lexa?
Here.
Thank you. Robert Payne?
I saw him on the screen earlier, but him.
I'll go back to Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Thank you. Myla Ryson. Ryson.
Well, you got me back, Jeanie.
Okay.
Jeanine, I'm sorry. It's Ryson. And I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
Don't see him.
Rocio Rivas.
Present.
Thank you. Jeanine Roan. That's me. I'm here. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Paulina Facilia.
Present.
Mansoor Sabah. Oscar Ulloa.
Griffin.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman. Okay, so I'll go back as Alan. I'll try to get Alan on, but so I have Alan Beek, Lawrence, Mansoor, and Harvey. Oh,
Rob
Jan
Macon.
Goodman. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
I'm
Rob
here.
Macon is-
oh, okay.
Lydia Ponce.
Rob Macon.
Thank you, Lydia.
I saw in the chat it said Mansoor is here, but I don't see.
I see him.
Okay. Mansoor, can you just speak up? Is there someone who can act as a co-host?
I can assist with that.
Thank you, Paul. I'll do it. Okay, well, our business this morning, we do have a quorum, and thank you all for coming. This is the delegates assembly in the sense that we are the LSP, but we are all elected as delegates, and the delegates have the power to approve or disapprove bylaws amendments. There are four amendments that were put forward, and everybody thinks should have them, but I'm not sure if they're still up. The last time I looked at Pacifica.org, I did not see them, but we did send them to you with the agenda for today. Has Paul Robeson shared a file in the meeting? Did you share the Paul? Did you share the amendments or?
Yeah, the proposal about bylaw.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll entertain a motion to consider the first one. If anybody wants to put that forward, Ali, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Oh, never mind. That was by accident.
Yeah.
Janine's requesting an addition to
that.
Agenda.
That's right. We have to deal with the agenda first. Go ahead, Janine. Sorry, my bad.
I don't have audio, so I tried to fix my problem, but I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, you have to mute one of them because it's duplicating. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. We should look at the agenda first before we actually start with the... go ahead. What was your addition to the agenda, Janine?
Yeah, I've had the minutes to approve in a Google folder, but I'm realizing now a lot of people haven't had a chance to go look or access it. It's quite a big file. But what I was going to suggest is that we commit to having a continuation meeting before Wednesday's seating of the new LSB members so that we can approve the minutes.
Point of order.
Fred, what's your point of order?
Yeah, delegates assembly is different than an LSB meeting. We cannot approve minutes from the LSB. We can only approve minutes from the delegates assemblies.
And Beth, point of order?
Okay, what's your point of order, Beth?
The minutes have not yet been submitted. I can't consider minutes that have not yet been submitted.
Okay, I don't think the point was to... All right, thank you. The point was not to consider them at this meeting, but to set a continuation meeting that could consider them.
But I would like to point out that until they are submitted, I can't consider them on the spot, not 2 years worth of minutes. So we need to have them provided to us before any meeting.
Can I speak, Michael?
Okay, hang on a second, please, one at a time.
Point of order, Chair Lawrence.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Anything could be considered at a special meeting. If the delegates meeting is a special meeting. As long as it's approved by the body. In regards to minutes on the spot, I don't think that's the reason for the request, Chair. The reason for the request is to set a continuation meeting so we can review the minutes. The minutes have been put in a Google Doc, from what I understand. I think the motion is worth considering, Chair.
I'd still like to speak. Please.
Yeah, go ahead, Janine, and then I'll try to rule on everything.
Yeah, there's over 50 megabytes. I could have put them in everybody's box, in their email boxes this morning, and I didn't want to do that. So because it's such a large attachment. So then I would have had to do several emails to send them. I will send them. Sorry. I will send them just with the warning that they're going to be a very, very large attachment in your inbox. So
okay, I'm sorry, Grace, Aaron, you need to mute. There's too much noise coming over your line. Thank you.
So what I'm What
Rob, the same thing. Please mute Rob Macon.
Let's see.
We see you're present, Rob, but you need to mute or I'll mute you. Okay, so Janine,
so what I'm asking is that I can forward them now that I've told everyone that they're going to get very large emails, and that we set a time. That's why I brought up Tuesday or maybe Wednesday before the members are seated. It came as a suggestion to solve the problem of approving these before this body of LSB members, completes their term.
Okay, thanks. So we're not talking about approving the minutes at this meeting. We are talking about getting everybody the minutes. I don't think a Google Doc is the proper way because not everybody uses Google. And I don't think we can really clog people's inboxes with everything. So I would appreciate it, Janine, if you could find maybe something like Dropbox or some other box.com. There are a lot of other web-based, cloud-based places to put documents and send everyone a link to them. I think it's probably best if they were each posted as a separate PDF there and people could look at each one. And that should be happening in any event, whether we have it on this agenda or not. So I would say let's add to the agenda the question of having some kind of continuation or emergency meeting prior to Wednesday's seating of the new delegates, and we'll discuss it later on in the agenda.
If I could speak again, my goal was to commit to it at the beginning of the meeting in case we're tired and it gets pushed off because we won't have another opportunity for this LSB to prove them. I have brought up Dropbox, and the same issue is true for Dropbox.
I don't see the document that you sent me about the argument for today.
Mansoor, are you talking to us? If you are, please ask for permission to speak. Otherwise, mute yourself. I'm sorry. All right, Janine, you wanted early on the agenda. Is there an objection to adding that item to the agenda to have, I think it's going to have to be a special meeting, as an emergency meeting, prior to Wednesday's seating of the new LSB?
May Margo Eiser, a listener sponsor from KPFK, make a suggestion that a way to include things like that are
Margo, excuse me, please ask for permission. Margo,
sorry.
You cannot just call out on these meetings. You can raise your hand on a phone by pressing *9. There's a hand up before you that's Bella DeSoto. I'm asking if there are any objections from the local station board members to placing this item on the top of the agenda. Have a special meeting prior to the seating the new delegates. I see two hands up. Bella, is this an objection?
I wanted to speak before you are asking the question. So I have no objection, but I was getting my calendar. I want to be able to attend the meeting, and I suggest that we do it on cloud. Everyone has access to cloud. That is the best possibility. Best venue for most people. So I'm looking at my calendar.
Point of order, this is not the agenda item.
Yes, I'm sorry. Bella, if there's no objection, we'll put it on the agenda, and then we'll get to it and discuss when or how to
do it. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Milo, you have your hand up?
Yes, thank you, Michael. I have some new business. I have a motion to submit to the board for consideration. So Harvey wrote it, and I was going to co-sign it with him, but I don't see him here. So I'd like to submit that motion.
Okay, if it's an LSC, it's a motion for the LSC.
Yeah. Oh, this is the delegates.
This is the delegates assembly. So.
Well, okay. Well, then I'd like to submit it to the delegates.
All right. Why don't we put it as a new business item at the end of the agenda? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so are there any objections to the agenda as amended with the first item on?
I have a motion, Mr. Chair. Bella DeSoto.
I'm sorry, this is something you want to add to the agenda also?
That is correct, under new business.
All right, basically we're not going to consider them. It's a matter of just introducing it, and then we're probably going to go on.
That's correct.
All right, so we'll just we have a new business item on the agenda, and people can raise their hands then and introduce a new business at that time.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so again, are there any objections to the agenda as amended, which includes an item at the beginning to schedule a special session to consider the minutes of, and a new business item at the end to hear motions, and we'll have to deal with them at another time.
Michael, why are you suggesting that we have to deal with the amendments at a different time? I mean the new motions. Why can't we discuss them during this meeting?
Well, the general practice of new business has been that they're introduced and then they're sent to a committee for consideration. But if people want to consider them, they can.
Okay. I would prefer to. Mine, at any rate, is time sensitive.
Okay, if you can send it by email to everybody or put it in the chat or both, that would be helpful. Mr. Reyes, what was your point of order?
You already stated the chat. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, I heard no objection, so we're going to go on with the agenda. There is we do have a land back acknowledgement to start. Is there someone prepared to do that?
I'd like to offer my
thank you. Go ahead, Lydia.
Good words.
Thank you.
Relatives, it's a beautiful day to be here with you collectively, kind of landing in the same place from a year and a couple of months ago. I hope that you continue to respect one another and in a better way, and that you learn from each other, and you offer an open heart and an open mind to these challenges coming up in 2022. We acknowledge these lands that we live on as we are guests upon the lands, unless we are from the local tribes. We recognize these lands as Tongva relatives, the local tribal people, and all of their relatives, to the north, to the east, to the south, and to the west, including that illusionary power of that border that used to be just a line in the dirt not too long ago. We acknowledge all of our relatives in the four directions. We acknowledge everyone's struggles, and we acknowledge the heart and the passion that it takes to come to these meetings, and we always acknowledge good intentions. Yeah. Anything outside of that is extra. We do not have time and energy to be quarreling. We do not have the time and the energy to not get along and to get things done. It's been an honor, and I thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. I did want to ask, just a business item. We have three people who are on the phones. Are any of them members of the local station board? They're only calling you as 2, 3, and 4 on my screen.
I don't know if one of them is me, Jan Goodman, 3107.
No, Jan, I got your name. I got 0885. Who is that?
Mansoor.
Okay, thank you. I'll just rename you.
Michael Fred here. I'm calling on Skype. So
yeah, I have your name on the screen. Okay, so let's go to the. I don't know if we have. Do we have excused absences for? And did anybody request one who's absent? I didn't see anything from Harvey. Who else? I think Rob Macon joined us. Lawrence joined us.
Did you see that what's his face was on the phone? Payne was there. Did you mark him present?
Robert Payne. We saw him on the screen at the beginning, and then he disappeared. Is he on one of the? You're saying he's on a phone?
I don't know. I'm just saying I know that he was there for a bit.
Yeah, I saw his screen before we took roll, but by the time we took roll, he wasn't there anymore. I don't know what happened to him.
All right.
It's kind of moot because this is the end of the year for the the board anyway. Okay, so Janine, you want to make your motion regarding a special, it has to be a special meeting. It can't be a continuation of this. So it would be an emergency meeting of the local station board prior to the, you have a specific time to suggest?
No, I don't. I could say that there's no KPFK items on Tuesday, but there is the National Finance Committee and the Personnel Committee. I don't know whether that's... and then on Wednesday, the KPFK, the board meeting is at 6 p.m. So we could do it at 4 p.m. on Wednesday before the station board meeting. Doesn't really allow for time to run over.
Sure, I'll take that as a motion for a special meeting of the LSB at 4 p.m.
Chair Lawrence.
Consider... Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Lawrence seconds.
Okay, thank you. Any objections to holding a special meeting of the local station board to consider minutes prior to the seating of the new delegates?
Mr.
Michael,
Chair?
Yeah.
I had to stand up.
I'm sorry, there are people on too many screens. I can't see you. Was that Bella?
Yes, I had my hand up. Raised
okay,
my hand.
Go ahead.
On the 15th, what day are we speaking specifically, please?
Yes, Wednesday the 15th.
Okay, on the 15th, Mr. Chair, on the 15th, we have 4 o'clock Finance Committee. Then at 6 o'clock, we have LSB. There is no time.
Oh, I'm sorry. My understanding was that the Finance Committee only, I don't think that meeting is happening. We had a meeting on the 1st, a meeting on the 8th, and we said the next meeting would be in January after we got additional. Fred,
well,
is that...
that's a possibility. If that is so, then that's okay then. But
Fred, if
I
that's
haven't...
if that's still listed on KPFTX, is that okay to cancel that meeting on the 15th? The Finance Committee already had 2 finance meetings this month, and I thought we said we were going to meet again in January once we got financial documents.
Michael, Fred here. I'm trying to bring up the calendar, but I didn't put a finance meeting on Wednesday the 15th, but I have,
okay.
I have the audit committee and the National Finance Committee, audit on Monday and National Finance on Tuesday that I have to attend.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So, we'll go back again to 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 15th for a special meeting of the local station board.
I have my hand raised.
Go ahead, Janine.
The reason I wanted to continue that I thought it would be best to have a continuation meeting is, of some sort, is that I'm concerned that there won't be quorum and it's our last opportunity to do this. So,
yeah, the problem is, Fred said, this is the delegates assembly and the delegates assembly can't vote on the minutes of the LSB. So let's just, you know, we'll go with a special meeting. We'll try to get quorum and,
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
You got many hands up. I'm going to help you and tell you you have many hands up, and I understand that you can't keep track of all of them. So I would tell you the hands that are up if that helps, Chair, or maybe somebody else can.
Okay, well, sure.
So you have Bella just spoke. You have Marla Reason. You have Eric Jacobson. You have...
All right, go ahead. All right, why don't you keep staff me then? Because I see I see Eric, and I don't see a hand up for him. But Myla, are you waiting to speak on this topic?
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether the requirements for an adequate notice are in effect, and if
yes,
so, can you explain why you can call a meeting on such short notice?
It would be called as an emergency meeting because it's the end of the tenure of this local station board. It'll be posted as such if we agree to it.
This meeting is being recorded.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Eric?
Yeah.
Eric and then Bella de Soto.
All right, thanks. I don't know why the hands aren't showing up.
I lowered mine, Michael.
Can I ask you, Michael, you know, or just advise you, if you can view it under participants, then the
hands...
It's some glitch. I don't know why. I see a little symbol that says five hands are up, but I do not see any of the hands, so I apologize.
Let me just ask you this.
Marla, that's why I'm doing it.
I understand, but I'm just wondering whether if we put in the chat the stack, the order of the stack, whether that would be helpful. Can you read the chat?
Yeah, I see the chat. I see everybody's faces, but I don't see any hands. I don't know why. I see
a little
symbol.
Understand. Okay, that was
okay.
That
all right, thank you.
My question.
All right.
Bella, then you have
okay.
Public comment, Chair. You have call the user number 4. And a number ending at 7138.
Okay, Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I noticed that this meeting is being sabotaged, and if we do not keep to the agenda, we will lose it. We will lose the agenda, and I cannot stay on here the rest of the day. Thank
okay,
you.
Bella, all right. Thank you. Calling user 4 and 7138, if it's a public comment, we don't have that public comment yet. So I'm going to ask again if there are any objections to a meeting at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, a special emergency meeting of the local station board to consider the minutes. People will get the minutes in some way, shape, or form that will not overwhelm their inboxes and not require them to use Google. And okay, hearing no objections, we're going to set that. And somebody who has access to KPFTX, please post it immediately as an emergency meeting.
Chair, if you could make me co-host just so I could stop putting hands down, and maybe that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. See if I can find you here.
And can I clarify, you're saying 4 o'clock on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The 15th. I'm sorry, Lawrence. I can't find you at the moment in the participants and...
Yeah, I'm a host. I'll take them down. I didn't realize I had that capability.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're calling user 4 and 7138, I don't know if they spoke already or who they are.
What I said is I'm not taking public comment yet, so we're going to move on with the business. Is there someone who would like to move the first amendment, which is the one considering extension of the terms of directors, I believe?
Chair, so move.
Okay.
We address
Thank
that
you.
Amendment?
All right, yeah, so we'll address that. Are there speakers in favor or opposed? And again, I'm sorry for it, but Lawrence is going to have to recognize that. Is there a speaker in favor of the amendment from the local station board?
Chair, Paul is co-host, so I'll yield the floor. Thank you, Paul. I will like to speak on this amendment, Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
So I originally have signed on to this amendment. We also have the proposer of this amendment, Ida Steinberg, in the Zoom. So I'd like to yield some time to Ida Steinberg, the chair of the PMB, member of the WBAI LSB. So he proposed it, and I signed on to it. So,
okay, Alex, do you want to go ahead and speak then? And generally, try to keep it to about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, sure. The reason for extending the terms of directors is very simple. A one-year term on a board of directors is highly unusual and makes for a rather unstable board. it's hard to plan ahead when the board keeps changing hands. The other thing is there's a very steep learning curve for people who first get on the Pacifica National Board. Just ask anybody who's ever been on the Pacifica National Board and you will get the same answer. It takes a good 6 months just to sort of figure out what's going on. So a one-year term is really not sufficient. I think a two-year term would help a lot with the stability of the board and with better orientation of board members. There is a little fly in the ointment in this amendment that I have to let you know about, that unfortunately this amendment will also require a membership referendum in order to become effective. And that cannot be done before the end of this year when the deadline is due for all bylaws amendments. So you may vote on it whichever way you please, but it is kind of moot at this point. However, I would strongly recommend that this amendment or some version of it be taken up next year, and perhaps it could be scheduled to coincide with your delegates' election so that it wouldn't cost Pacifica anything extra to simply add an amendment to the ballot. So anyway, that's my explanation.
Chair, can I reclaim my time? I'd like to...
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And go ahead, Lawrence, if you want to speak a little further.
And then you have Ms. Reason also has her
hand. Yeah, okay. I see my line. Thank you.
In regards to... I signed on to this amendment because I know there's a steep learning curve when it comes to a director being able to get into the ebb and flow of things and the business of the national board and the network completely. But knowing that it requires a membership vote, I'm going to change my position on this, and I will vote no because it does require a membership vote. And I would prefer that this amendment be entertained perhaps when the next delegate election is scheduled, where it will not cost us the money that referendums have cost us already these last 2 years. So that's my position, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I see that Myla has her hand up, and I just want to take note that I see Robert Payne on the call again, although he's muted, so I'm hoping that you're going to mute to acknowledge his presence.
Michael,
okay.
Mansoor.
All right, thank you, Mansoor. Myla's next.
Thank you.
Michael, I'd just like to go ahead and read I believe we should do this for each amendment.
You're going to read the whole language? Good. Thank you.
Yeah, the current language is for Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 2, term. And this is the current language. The term of a director shall be 1 year. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms. A director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 5th consecutive 1 year term. The proposal is to replace it with this language. The term of a station director shall be 2 years or until said station director is termed out as a delegate, whichever comes first. A station director may serve no more than 6 consecutive terms. A station director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of director's 6th consecutive year on the Pacifica National Board. This section goes into effect with the seating of the Board of Directors for 2022 and does not affect the terms of station directors who were elected prior to January 2022. And as Alex said, you know, I concur that this is going to require a board of the members in order to change this bylaw. Not mm-hmm. so, you know,
yeah,
kind of
board of the members. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Mansoor, you wanted to speak on this topic? And then there is a bunch
yes,
of
thank you, Michael.
That we're going to take.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be very brief. And for those of new board members, LSB members, that they come in on board, there's a whole lot of history behind why we're doing 1 year. And you need to educate yourself. I'd be happy to help with that. However, I'm voting against this because it's not going far enough. It needs to be a three-year term on the PNB, so we don't have to do all this shuffling and not knowing what's going on. And regarding educating people before they get on PNB, yes, I know there is a curve, but they serve 1 year on LSB, and they get to know the ropes of KPFK or any other station and Pacifica. So it's not that difficult. I don't want to use that excuse. But mainly I object to this because it's not going far enough and it needs to be 3 years term. Thank you.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you. So, yeah, we're going to take some public comment. Unfortunately, I can't see the hands again. Can you identify
Jonathan Robinson? Mark.
Yeah.
Jonathan Mark.
Yeah, you have a board member. Beverly.
Oh, again, sorry. Sorry, thank you.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to speak.
All right, we'll take your comment first, Jan, and then we'll put up the public comment. Go ahead, Jan.
I move that we not vote on this since it's a wasted vote, as Alex said, and we move on to the next bylaw amendment.
I second that, Mansoor.
We only have so much time.
All right. Well,
we only have so much time, and it's not going right. to be, you know, it's not going to be enacted. So let's just move on.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yeah, Beth is on the stack as well before you, however.
Jonathan on the stack, please.
Yeah, we're taking public comment a minute, Jonathan, after we hear from the rest of the board members. The time it takes to review whether we're going to vote or not, we can probably take the vote and move on. But was it Beth, you said, is on the stack?
Yes. Beth, Bella, and Ms. Myler.
Okay. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I support the intention behind this motion. I recognize that there's no way to implement it this year, but I will be voting for it on principle, realizing that in order to move forward with it, we'll need to reintroduce it next year, and we can work out the details there. And I would consider the value of the possibility of a three-year term to I've only witnessed the turnover from 1 year to the next just this one past year, but I see what utter chaos it wreaks both locally and nationally, and anything we can do to remedy that discontinuity has great value. So I will be voting to support this, even though we can't do anything to implement it until next year. Thank you.
Point of order.
That's Myla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a motion put forward by Jan Goodman. It was seconded by Mansoor Sabah. So I think what's in order now is to either vote on what the motion that Jan proposed and was seconded.
Yeah, I took Beth's comment as a desire to speak against that motion. She was saying she wants to be able to vote and cast a vote on it. So we're
okay.
having a discussion of the motion. At this point.
I'm sorry. I understand.
That's all right.
And this is Beth pointing out that Jan's motion would be for an amendment because there's already a motion on the floor. Thank you.
Jan is making a procedural motion to dispense with the vote on the motion that's on the floor. So that's what I understand. I guess it's a substitute.
Right.
Okay, so considering the question of dispensing with the vote on this bylaws amendment, I do want to read, I want to hear some public comment because people came on this call with intention to comment about these bylaws amendments. And I think we should hear it before we decide. So In the chat, there was a comment from Hara Handala. It says, the proposed bylaws amendments under consideration today have not been properly noticed. 8th November to December 8th, the Wayback Machine is publicly available evidence that Alex's claim that it was is false. Pacific's homepage was crawled 20 times for the 6 days, 8 November through 13 November, and the notice wasn't there. In fact, the first time the notice appeared was Sunday, November 14th at 11:17. So that means that there are presently no proposed bylaws amendments for Pacifica to deliberate on. It gives a website, webarchive.org/web/*Pacifica.org. Jonathan Markowitz, anybody else? Was there other public comment? Paul?
We're just calling user number four.
Okay, calling user number four. I don't know if they know who they are.
Raymond.
Is it somewhere?
Jera Handala for public comment.
Okay, Howard, can you speak, or is it you just wanted the, what I just read? I can't tell who's speaking. Call in user number four. There's someone on the phone who wants to make a public comment.
Yeah, this is Jonathan. I don't know if I'm on number four.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're three.
Yes, I right. do have a comment, but I'm after John.
Okay, you're five. Anyway, we'll hear from Jonathan and then call in user five who just spoke. Go ahead,
five
Jonathan.
The line, Goldstone, four.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Raymond.
No, I'm after John.
Okay, fine.
This is Jonathan. Okay. First of all, I just wanted to say that what I believe is an aberration here is proper democratic process in regards to having enough inclusive input from not only board members in all five signal areas. What Jara's comment on the chat illustrates is a, you know, I don't know if he's correct, but I assume he is because he or she is especially cognizant of these details. He has been for a long time and posting as such, accurate information. But I just want to say that setting that aside, and I have no way to verify what he's saying at this moment. Maybe somebody can, and he'll probably speak on that just now, hopefully. But my concern is that there's really not enough discussion about these amendment proposals. You know, I know that the governance committee, I guess, of the national board has been dealing with this, and other members of other committees in the five signal areas have been discussing this. But as far as there being any comprehensive dialogue that's adequate to deal with different interpretations and opinions about the benefits or lack of benefits of these changes, respective to the problems we have with the bylaws as they're standing. I just think this is really outrageous that any vote should be,
John, your time.
Any votes should be taken on these amendments at this time. That what needs to be done.
Okay, your time. Thank you, John.
We need to have more time to deliberate these issues instead of forcing votes in all five signal areas. That's what it
thank
appears
you,
to me has happened.
That,
so the railroading
statement. You're at time, John. I'm muting you. Next was Ray Goldstone, and then I see a hand from Sue Cone Johnson.
No, it was number five.
No, it was.
No, it was Raymond Goldstone, then number five, and then Sue Cone Johnson. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. I have a question about what's at hand immediately. The proposed bylaw amendment, as read, is not the only one dealing with directors and terms? And is the same requirement for the one that was read also applicable to the proposed amendment to Article 5, Board of Directors, Section 3? Because they were combined in the presentation, in the writing. I just need to know, are we talking about both or one?
At this point, what's on the floor is the one amendment to extend the term and allow a sixth year, if it's possible, for someone to do it. We'll take up the other one separately. And right now, what's on the floor is Jan's motion to dispense with voting on this one in particular, because it's moot.
It seems clear to me, Michael, that the replacement will have to be rewritten because of the dates that are inserted.
Yes, I agree. It would have to be an entirely new amendment introduced in a new year with a new cycle, and if it does extend the term, it would have to have a membership vote in that year on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next up was Colin Hughes of 5 from New York.
I didn't say that. I have a question before I begin. Is there going to be public comment on each bylaw?
Yes.
Proposal? Okay, thank you.
Yes, there's a period of public comment for each one.
Okay, thank you. I had to get off the call earlier. I would like the board to consider rejecting this entire process wholesale, because it fails on the notice requirements. Our bylaws are very clear. The carts have to run for 30 days. 3 times a day at particular times or particular intervals on each of the 5 stations. This has not happened in Berkeley. I know it's happened here in New York. I don't have reports for the other stations. Station management was required to provide those reports on a weekly basis to the PNB. I do not know if that has happened, but I'm being asked to prove that it hasn't happened, which is ridiculous. It has not been heard in Berkeley. The entire process needs to be kicked out. The notice, Hara Handala has access to that wonderful look back thing. My technology doesn't take me there, but I do have a snapshot of the Pacifica.org website on November 13th. The bylaws were not there and had not been there, so that is consistent with the link that they apparently sent you. So again, we must follow our own rules. If there is a notice requirement, a 30-day notice requirement, if your local government said to you, "Oh, well, 20 is good enough, 25 is close," that wouldn't be acceptable, and it's not acceptable here. With regard to this particular bylaw, there's this half-assed approach that we have had, and I've been in governance, so I'm not pointing a finger elsewhere. I'm taking responsibility also. When you change one portion, you need to go through the bylaws and make those changes.
Try to wrap that up, please.
Sure. So whatever the intentions here, this is not the solution to people not being ready for the bylaw, for being on the national board. You're prepared to be a good national board member by listening to board meetings before you join the board. You don't get an extra year.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Sue Cohen-Jones had her hand up before, but I don't see it now. Did you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I did stick it down, but she's on the stack. Okay. Also, Mr. All Lawrence as well.
Okay, also in the chat, Alex Steinberg wrote, the notice was on Pacific.org November 8th, 9th, and 10th. He checked the Wayback Machine. I think that's correct. I did see it on the 8th, but I think it was missing for several days. Sue, yeah, go ahead. And then Lawrence, and then we're going to move to a vote, please.
Just a quickie. The devil is in the details. Be sure to read all the way through these to the bottom. There's problems with each one. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence, did you still want to speak?
Just briefly, Chair. The concern I have, I understand that the notice, because I was part of submitting the motion for notice. The thing that concerns me is that the required 30-day announcements have not been paid. I don't know, at KPSK, I haven't heard one in regards to the announcements of these proposals. So if somebody from the station could let me know, or anyone have heard the notice of requirements for 30 days, three times a day, then I will be better position. I have changed my position. I will vote no on Jan's motion, because I think we need to take an up and down vote. Now the question of whether we should scrap the whole thing is an entirely different question.
Okay, I see a hand from Janine, and I really want to move to a vote. Go ahead, Janine.
Thank you. I just want to say that this is very reminiscent of the election as well, to not have carts posted in a timely fashion. And it's disappointing. Thank you, if that's the truth.
Okay, thanks. I will say
I can't raise my hand, but please put me on the stack.
Okay, I'll just finish my comment, and then you can speak, Jan, and then we'll do a little vote. In terms of the question of the airing of the carts regarding it, as was told by one of the callers, that should have been in the form of traffic reports to the PNB. If the PNB didn't receive them, then that's the evidence. We can't rely on anecdotal, oh, I heard them, or oh, I didn't hear them. So that's the documentary evidence, would be the traffic reports. And I agree with what Janine said about the problem of not following our bylaws with the elections or with this process. Jan, and then we're going to go to a vote on Jan's motion.
Yes, I'd like to amend my motion to take all of these amendments off of the agenda for today. And because they, according to the documentary evidence that we've just been given and the comments by both Serene and Cara, that these were not posted adequately, we need to take these off of the agenda. We cannot risk our license and our good standing with our trying to get back in good standing with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting by violating our own bylaws and attempting to pass amendments improperly. So I move that we take all of these motions off of the agenda, all of these bylaws amendments off of the agenda, due to the fact that they were not properly posted sufficiently in advance of this meeting. Thank you very much.
I second.
Yeah, okay, hang on a second. I heard Jan amending her own motion and Janine seconding it. Lawrence, what were you trying to say?
It sounds like the motion that Jan is making is a completely different motion, and it sounds like more of a substitute. Is that your interpretation, Chair?
Either way, she's substituting her own motion or amending her own motion to change it from not voting on the first one to not voting on any of them because of the failure of notice. And that was seconded by Janine, so that's what we're considering at the moment. I see Eric wants to get on the stack. Eric, go ahead.
I would oppose that revised version of it because I think we have to give some presumption of regularity to the
Mansoor, opponent. You have to mute.
Yes, I was saying, this is Eric, I was saying that we have to give some presumption of regularity to the proponents of these proposed bylaws amendments. And according to what Alex said earlier, things were in regular order. So as you said, Michael, there's some anecdotal observations about noncompliance, but I'm not prepared to support Jan's substitute version. Thank you.
Okay, is there further discussion from, I see 3646, is that a member of the public or the local station board?
No, it's Harvey. This is Harvey.
Oh, okay, Harvey, welcome to the call.
I support the motion. These amendments aren't going to stand. They're illegal. There's no reason to waste everybody's time. I support Jan's amendment.
Okay. Jeanine, could you take note that Harvey Wasserman is present now? And I never did hear from Robert Payne. I saw him back on the call, but I didn't hear anything. I can't see if I see him again now. Robert, can you? I've asked you to mute a couple of times. If you have a chance to, we're going to do a roll call, I think, on Jan's motion. So, all right. Well, Jeanine, go ahead. Can you call the roll on Jan's motion to end consideration of all four bylaws amendments because of the lack of proper notice?
Okay. Thank you. Michael Adler?
No.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a point of order, but I was muted. Since all of these were motions have to do with amendments to the bylaws, I believe that the standard for moving forward has to be 13 votes in favor,
Point of
as
order.
Opposed to
no,
a majority
sorry,
of who's here.
Yeah.
That's a question. It's a question.
Point of order, Chair.
It's a point of order.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hang on a second, Lawrence. Jan was raising a point of order about what vote is needed to do this. It's not a vote on the bylaws themselves. It's a vote to not consider them. So it takes a majority of present and voting.
Okay. Thank you.
What was your point of order, Lawrence?
That was it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And what is the meaning of a yes and a no vote also?
If you vote yes for Jan's motion, we would end consideration of all four bylaws amendments and move to the new business item on the agenda. If you vote no, then we'll go back to considering the bylaws amendment itself. The first one.
Can I make a statement?
Alex, go ahead.
Are we voting or?
Well, because of the points of order, let me hear from Alex and then we'll do the roll call. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to accommodate people.
My statement is as follows. There may have been less than 100% compliance. I don't know that. Nothing has been verified. But I would urge you to go ahead and take the vote.
And oh, for God's sake.
Excuse me, stop interrupting.
I will consult with Pacifica's legal counsel, Arthur Schwartz, after we have verified whatever claims there are. And if it turns out that in the opinion of Pacifica's legal counsel, there was sufficient noncompliance as to render these amendments moot, then we will not vote on them on the Pacifica National Board and they will not go into effect. But at this point, I think it's completely premature to assume that these bylaws amendments are moot, and I think you should go ahead and vote.
Point of information, please.
What's your question, caller?
The person who just spoke is not a KPFK delegate. So
right.
How many special privileges are we offering today? I'd like one.
You're not a KPFK delegate either.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, Alex. Please stop the crosstalk. I'm going to read one more. That was public comment. We have public comment, and I'm going to read one more public comment from in the chat from Grace Aaron. I would support Jan's motion if she agrees to drop all litigation regarding the New Day referendum based on the fact that it was held without proper notice and thus was never valid and is null and void. All right, so can you call the roll, Jeanine, on Jan's motion to end consideration of all four bylaws?
Okay, so I had Michael Adler's vote already, but I'll ask again. Michael Adler?
No.
Thank you. Alan B., or no, he's not on. Fred Blair?
No.
Beek votes no.
Thank you. Sandy Child?
Did you get...
Did you hear Alan Beek?
Did you hear
Alan Beek?
So much noise.
Did you get Fred Blair's?
No.
God.
Okay, Alan Beek, thank you. I didn't realize
Fred,
you were... I didn't realize Alan Beek was on the call. Can I get a clear yes or no from him, please?
No. Alan Beek votes no.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. I'll rename you.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
No.
Thank you. Sandy Child?
Yes.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Thank you. Jan Goodman? She may be
yes.
muted.
No, she's not.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
No.
Thank you. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
A pass.
Thank you. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was Macon's vote? I didn't hear it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Robert Payne is not on the call.
No, he's on the call and he's not muted, so I hope he'll respond.
Payne votes yes.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce? I'll come back to her. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
A pass.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Pass.
Thank you. Janine Roan, that's me. I'm a yes. Myla Ryson?
A reason.
Reason, sorry.
No problem. Yes.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Thank you. Oscar Yoa?
Pass.
That was a pass, correct?
Yes,
thank you. Paulina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Thank you. Beth Von Guten?
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going back to Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce? I know she was on the roll call. Rocio Rivas?
I will abstain as well.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
I'm going to abstain as well.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Yoa? Thank you. So unless we have Lydia Ponce, and I don't have the ability of texting her quickly to get on.
What was Oscar's vote? I didn't hear it.
Oscar abstained. I can review it. Right now I have 11 yeses, 6 noes, and 5 abstains for 22 votes. Michael, do you want to vote?
Chair's not voting.
I'd like a review, point person by person. Thank you.
Okay. Michael Adler, no. Alan, no. Fred, no. Sandy, yes. Bella, yes. Jan, yes. Eric, no. Avelia, yes. Ali, abstain. Rob, yes. Barbara, yes. Robert, yes. Lawrence, no. Rocio, abstain.
Paul abstained. Janine, yes. Myla, yes. Mansoor, yes. Oscar abstained. Paulina abstained. Beth, no. Harvey, yes.
I see someone on the call with 7317. Is that a member? Is that?
Alan Beek is voting no.
Yes, I have you as a no, Alan. Thank you.
Okay, well, that the motion passes then. And the next thing on the agenda is new business, which would be introducing the motions.
Michael, can I get the, so this is, was to end consideration of all four bylaws due to failure of notice, correct?
Yeah.
Proper notice.
Okay. Proper notice.
Robert Payne on the phone, did you want to speak? Or was that just to identify yourself?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Myla, you, I think you had the first item, and then Bella had something also. Did you put your motion in the chat, Myla?
I did put it in the chat a while ago. And thank you, Michael. And this was actually originally, I worked on this with Harvey. He was the original author, and we just worked on it a little bit together. And I'm wondering if Harvey, would you, I'd like to defer to him if he'd like to, since he was the originator of this motion. He wasn't on the call when I added it to the agenda. Harvey, do you want to read it, or would you like me to read it?
No, if you read it, that'd be great.
Okay.
Not in front of me.
Thank you. The KPFK delegates move that the board meeting scheduled for Wednesday, December 15th, be postponed pending resolution of unresolved issues stemming from the recent board elections. We take strong issue with the fact that four LSB delegate candidates, LSB and delegate, you know, I'm sorry, slash LSB slash delegate candidates were eliminated from the vote count after the election was held with no public notice, and that the number of votes they received have not been made public. This election has now been challenged in the courts. If Pacifica is to even vaguely resemble a democracy, the seating of new board members must not proceed until the courts resolve the issue. We therefore demand Wednesday's meeting to be postponed pending the court ruling. We also demand that Pacifica management stop using listener funds to pay for legal fees for this litigation. Thank you.
Second that, Mansoor.
Dan Goodman, I would like to divide that motion. Or I would like to amend the motion, actually. Yeah, I'd like to divide the motion.
Okay.
Did you hear my motion to divide?
Yeah, how do you want to
divide? I can second it, or if it needs
How did you want to divide it?
And
then
I'd
we
like
have a couple of hands up
to
speak.
Prior to the last paragraph, so that we vote on the issue of moving the Wednesday meeting of the seating as one motion, then the motion regarding paying for legal fees as another motion.
I'm all right with that. Sorry.
I second that too. Mentor.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
So are you saying stop it after the first sentence?
Stop it.
The KPFK delegates move the board meeting schedule for Wednesday, the 15th, be postponed pending resolution of unresolved issues stemming from the recent board elections.
I would want to divide it before the last, just before the last paragraph that talks about middle schools.
All right, there are no paragraphs in what I'm looking at, so
okay.
Tell us what words.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to do this from memory. I'm not in front of it.
Can I assist, Michael?
Go ahead, Janine.
What I'm gathering is that the last sentence of the first motion would be the seating of the new board members must not proceed until the courts resolve this issue. We therefore demand Wednesday's meeting be postponed pending the court ruling. And then the second would be that the delegates move that the board meeting, delegates also demand that the Pacifica stop using listener funds. And I have an amendment to this.
Thank you, Chair. There's a stack.
I said we had the hands up from Lawrence and Bella on the original motion, so it can always be divided. It has been divided. I have Lawrence, Bella, and then Janine.
I would suggest that this is a unipolar motion. This motion is completely hypocritical because these are the same people who are suing us, making us spend money to defend Pacifica. And, you know, so it's like they solicit funds to sue us, and yet they want to ask us to become impotent in regards to these legal matters. So I would encourage all board members to vote these motions down, the divided motion and the motion that was made by people who are completely acting unethical in regards to soliciting funds from the members in order to Pacifica. So, and this motion will have national implications. So I would encourage my colleagues to vote both of these motions down. Thank you.
I have a point of information.
I have a question, Michael.
All right, we have a second. What's your question, Harvey?
Oh, all right. I can wait for the stack. It's fine.
All right. I think Bella, Janine, I see Milo's hand up again. There's a point of order in the chat, but go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I object to these motions, and I would like to move the meeting over because we are losing a lot of time.
Okay, Janine and Myla, and then.
Thank you. So I have been a member of the National Elections Committee, and I'm also secretary, and we formed a task force for the election committee on top of the regular committee. And we've been submitting multiple violations, multiple complaints for this election. And although I understand that, the lawsuit is to do this motion the way it's written would postpone possibly for a very long period of time. The violations we can't be choosy about the integrity of, upholding our bylaws. So what I would like to do is an amendment that says that it's postponed pending a final report from the NES. And the chair of the PNB recently on a meeting said that it was supposed to be submitted by November 4th. And there's been no conversation about why it's not turned in. And this, it's just sloppy. And I think it's purposeful and I don't think that elections should continue this way. And especially given all these concerns to not have a report from her at this stage is just really unacceptable. So I hope we can consider that amendment, that it would be pending a final report so that we understand why various things were done and we have some sort of concrete record of what's happened from her point of view, from her stance. Thank you.
Chair, request information, Lawrence.
Okay, what is it?
Chair, the question to you, Chair, is hasn't the National Veteran Supervisor posted her report on Pacifica.elections and .org? And I know Grace put in the chat that she did, and I know that she did as well because I got an email. So is that the case, Chair? Because if that is the case,
I'm sorry, you're saying the report or the results?
The report and the results.
All right, I'll take a quick look because the last time I looked, there was no report.
Because if that's the case, then Janine's point is mute, and I think to render this to take away our due process.
Lawrence, I'm looking at elections.pacifica.org, and what I see says the final report is in process. So unless somebody else knows otherwise, I have not seen. Have you seen a report? And I'm not talking about the results. The results have been posted. You can view the election results
Excuse me, you know, my hand, someone keeps removing it, and I've been trying to call the question. And
yeah, I put it in the
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I removed it. You're kind of redundant.
Don't disenfranchise Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, so
I'd like to call the question.
I'm sorry. The chair hasn't ruled on the motions yet, and the question that's on the floor, if anything, is Janine's amendment. My position as chair is that this is moot, because as we said, this is the delegates' assembly. Anything that happens here would just be an expression of opinion. The meeting of the local station board that's set for the 15th is noticed and scheduled and would take place. So I think that the
Dan Goodman, point of order.
What's your point of order?
It's the delegates that will be seating the new LSB people as delegates, so it's not moot. And there has been no final report, and there has been no certification from simply voting. So it'd be premature to people.
All right, hang on a second. I see 10 new messages in the chat. I need to look at for a second. Yeah, okay, it's just about the thing. All right.
Michael, I wanted to ask if the results of the vote count for the four eliminated candidates have been posted.
My impression is that I can't speak to it because there is not a final report, as was said. The results were posted. The results, as far as I can see, show that any votes cast for the candidates that were eliminated were rolled over to one other candidate, because the total number of votes cast and the total of the votes tallied in the first round are the same. So there were about 1,800 votes cast, and all of those votes are counted. One candidate received about 1,000 votes, because I assume that votes for candidates who were disqualified were added to her total.
But you're not sure. We don't have a definitive answer to that question.
Right.
We don't know what the four candidates, we don't know the votes that the four
candidates received.
Well, no, I'm saying the total number of votes cast and the total number of votes counted are the same.
But we don't know what votes the four candidates received.
Michael, isn't that being disingenuous? Because 580 votes were, quote, exhausted, which means they were counted as trash. Is that what you're saying? They were counted, but they were counted because they were put in the trash can? Exhausted?
There were votes were exhausted from all over the place. If you look at the round by round, there were 30 rounds of voting. In any case, I guess we're going to proceed with the vote on Janine's amendment to your.
There's no answer to the question. There's no answer to the question of how many votes.
So I support Janine's amendment for the moment. Jan Goodman.
Jan, I didn't hear you clearly. Would you repeat what you said?
Chair, point of order.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a reason call for calling the question. Can you make a decision on
There's
that?
There's a stack, Michael. Eric is on it.
Well, yeah. So the question that's on the floor at the moment is Janine's amendment. And there was a request to call the question from Myla on what's the business at hand. So
after the stack is exhausted, no, Michael, Derek, you can't just call the question.
When someone asks to call the question, then we have to vote on calling the question.
A stack. I just want to point out there's a stack that's being bypassed.
Yeah. So I take it that's an objection to calling the question. So we'll vote on that.
It is.
Yeah, understood. Janine, could you call a roll on calling the question on your amendment?
Okay, so we're voting on the amendment?
No, we're voting on calling the question. It was ending debate on your amendment, and then at that point we would go to a vote on your amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Michael Adler?
Yes, to end the debate.
Thank you. Alan Beek?
Yes, I vote to end the debate.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
I'm passing.
Thank you. Sandy Child?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes, to end the debate. Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson? It's your call to question, so I'm assuming yes.
No, I was muted. I'm sorry. No, because I wish to exhaust the stack with myself on it also. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Abelia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa? If he's still on the call, I'm not sure. I'll pass over him. Rob Macon?
Yes.
That was a yes from Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Thank you. Robert Payne?
Payne votes yes.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
I think she left the call.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
I like the exhausted stack, so I vote no.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
Sorry, I'll pass.
Thank you. Paul Roberson? He's
I vote no. Exhaust the stack, please.
Thank you. Janine Roan, I'm a no. Myla?
Yes.
Friesen? Yes. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa?
No, it's also.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Thank you. Bethan Gutten?
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going back to Fred Blair.
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa is still not on the call. Lydia Ponce, if you're on the call. Rocio Rivas?
I vote no.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
For the sake of exhausting the stack, I'll vote yes.
That would be.
If you want to exhaust the stack, then you would vote no.
No, I voted yes to exhaust the stack.
So that would be a no?
No. A yes vote cancels the stack, Mansoor. A no vote allows us to hear the rest of the stack.
Okay, it's a close vote, so I want to make sure that Ali Lexa is not on the call and Lydia Ponce is not on the call. We have...
The chair votes no.
Okay, so we have 11 yeses and 11 noes.
Oh.
Okay, that defeats the motion to end debate. We're going to go with the rest of the stack.
Mansoor would like to be recognized. I have 12 yes and 10 noes.
Well, the only two people, if I can speak, the only two people missing are Ali Lexa and Lydia Ponce. We have 24 people. That's 22 votes.
Yeah, but you said 11-11. He's saying 12 and 10. Can you read off the votes?
Okay. Michael Adler, yes. Alan, yes. Fred, no. Sandy, yes. Bella, yes. Jan, yes. Eric, no. Avelia, yes. Rob, yes. Barbara, yes. Michael, no. Robert, yes. Lawrence, no. Rocio, no. Paul, no. Janine, no. Myla, yes. Mansoor, no. Oscar, no. Polina, no. Beth, no. Harvey, yes.
You miscounted the motion. My vote. I voted yes.
Chair, the motion fails anyway because it requires a two-thirds.
No.
Okay,
no,
so Mansoor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mansoor, it sounds like Mansoor voted yes instead of no.
That's correct. I voted yes.
Okay, but Lawrence has a point of order that requires two-thirds to end debate. So let's proceed. We're going to hear from the people who are on the stack, and I'm not sure if there's anybody besides. Eric Jacobson.
I don't think Mansoor understands the vote.
He understands the vote.
It doesn't pass anyway.
Janine, we're going to go on. It requires two-thirds to end debate. We're going back to Eric, whoever else is on the stack.
Thank you, Michael. What I wanted to say was to echo something you wrote, Michael, in the email thread on this topic, which is that there is a history of litigation in Pacifica, and we have not allowed in the past the pending litigations to, well, at least not in the recent past, certainly in the time I've been on the board, LSB, that is, to derail the operation of Pacifica governance and KPFK governance. So I think that is a very big overarching issue here, whether this pending litigation should impair the operation of business as usual, because there are varying opinions, let's just put it diplomatically, on the on how seriously to take the contentions put forward in this litigation by the New Day side. And I consider their arguments frivolous personally. And I would not want to have the things grind to a halt. That would also give a prolongation of the current membership on the LSB past the point of the expiration of terms. I mean, one of the other flaws here is that this is not just pending, the overarching original motion about this was not just pending the hearing on the 29th, which would be bad enough, but to the way it's worded, it could extend to the exhaustion of the appeals process. So we would be in a position of agreeing with the idea that everything should be ground to a halt pending the very last word by the court on the New Day bylaws amendment.
Okay,
that's just not
going to wrap it up, Eric.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. We need to move forward until unless a court orders a change. Thank you.
Okay, I have Janine, Robert Harvey, I'm going to call myself after that. Janine, go ahead.
Thank you. So I thought we were having debate on the amendment, which would take out all the wording about the legal matter and pending, it would just say pending the publishing of the NES report. That was my amendment. And the other thing is that it's just postponing the seating of the members. It's not necessarily extending the term of the current LSB members.
Well, it is.
Well, it could be postponed.
So, no crosstalk, please.
You could postpone the seating of the new members. Let's say it takes her another month to get a report in. It would just postpone that seating until January. So I'm actually somebody that is terming out, so to speak. I replace someone, but I am not urging for me to have a longer term. I'm just, the motion is to postpone the seating of the new members until we have a clear report published from the NES so that we have a record. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have Robert Harvey, myself, and then Lawrence. Robert Payne, did you wish to speak?
No.
No. Okay, Harvey?
Can you hear me?
I tried to put myself on the phone.
Okay. All right.
I agree with Janine. I don't see how we can have any seating of the members, any new members with the election like this. I've been doing election protection work since 2004, and you cannot in any way, shape, or form have a legitimate seating of delegates with the state of confusion and disarray on this election. It was not a legitimate election as long as the full reporting of the vote count is in limbo. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence, did you still want to speak? I'll let you go ahead, me, and then I'll speak in the agenda.
Yes. People cannot idealize the way things are going to turn out. I think Eric's cup of coffee, if you will, really clarifies the intended and unintended consequences of a motion such as this prevailing. So the unintended consequences that it will hold... it will hold business, as Eric pointed out, so articulately pointed out. So, the idea, the illusion that there won't be any intended consequences is just boggles my mind. So I would encourage my colleagues to vote this motion down. Thank you. And please do not disenfranchise our legal counsel, because New Day has his day in court, which will be on December the 29th. Thank you.
Jane, go ahead.
Yes. I need to amend Janine's motion slightly so that I could support it, and I think we
Chair, point of order. Point of order, Chair.
It's the Second Amendment, which is allowed.
Point of order, Chair.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think amendments have been exhausted. There's been, I think, three amendments already.
No, there's the main motion was.
And then Jan moved to divide, And then dividing
is not doesn't affect that. What's your amendment, and Jan? Just
my amendment is to postpone seating until the ruling of the court on the December 29th hearing. The ruling of the Judge Stewart on the December 29th hearing. So that it's not ad infinitum, it doesn't include, and we could include if you want, does not include appeals or anything else, but at least until we have the ruling on the December 29th hearing that allows us not messing with the Pacifica's counsel's position.
Okay,
it just keeps the status quo until that hearing is.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's an amendment to Janine's. That you want to defeat Janine's and then you want to amend the original motion.
The purpose of Janine's is to just make it a kind of a.
No, the purpose of Janine's was to separate it. Excuse me, Jan. Jan, be quiet for a second. The purpose of Janine's, as she stated very clearly, was to take it off the question of the litigation entirely and to put it on the question of the report. So your motion goes back to litigation. It's not an amendment to Janine's. If Janine's amendment is adopted, yours becomes moot. But if Janine's fails, then you can make yours in relation to Myla's original motion.
I'm sorry. Could you just repeat?
Yes, Janine's amendment. Janine's amendment was to take a question of litigation out entirely and postpone the election until there was a report from the NES. Your amendment is not to Janine's motion. It's the original motion that Myla made. So we're considering Janine's at the moment. If Janine's is defeated, then you can bring yours up as an amendment to Myla's motion.
Okay, thank you.
So I do want to speak. I don't know if Rusty wants to take the chair for a minute, but I'm suppressing my own opinions here. I'm opposed to both Janine's amendment and the original motion. I don't think we can delay or defer the seating if in relation to the NES report, we'd be leaving ourselves at the hostage of the NES capacity to produce the report. I agree that the report is due and overdue, but as was pointed out in the chat, her report on the previous election did not come until 18 months after the fact. The results are posted and the results are clear that all the votes were counted in some way and attributed to other people based on the disqualification. Litigation, is my understanding, coming up is not only about the election, but about the entire bylaws process before and many other issues that are not germane or relevant to this. And I don't think that we can deal with them. So my position is I oppose the amendment and I oppose the original motion. And I see a hand up from Harvey. I don't know. Go ahead, Harvey, and then I think we're going to move to a vote.
Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
I object. I'm sorry, but I strongly disagree with your characterization of the clarity of the report. We do not have the information of the what votes the four eliminated candidates got. And in my long experience with elections, this is just completely off the rails. It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. We do not know what votes the four eliminated candidates got, and we cannot in any way consider it a valid or a credible election without that information.
Okay, thanks. Janine, we're going to call the roll on your amendment, which would take the litigation aspect of it out and say that urging the postponement of the LSB meeting scheduled for the 15th until there is a report from the NES. Is that right?
Yes, I put in the chat, I could, you know, I could certainly do a whereas, but it would be very
long. That's okay, don't bother.
Yeah, but the KPFK delegates moved that the board meeting scheduled for Wednesday, actually, it would not be the board meeting, it would be a delay in the seating of delegates or a seating of LSB members, be postponed pending the publishing of the NES report. So it's not just postponing the meeting, it's the seating of the delegates.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, should I go into the roll call?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Adler.
Can you say again which way the vote goes?
So this is a yes.
Yeah, a yes vote on Janine's amendment would make that the main motion. And so if you vote yes, we will postpone the seating of the delegates that was scheduled for Wednesday the 15th.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. Alan Beek.
And Alan votes in favor of keeping the present arrangement until the election results are fully known.
That's a yes.
Is that an adequate vote?
I don't understand that.
Alan, you just have to say yes or no on the motion that's before us.
Well, I'm trying to find out what the motion is.
The motion is to postpone the seating of the delegates that was scheduled for December 15th until there's a report from the NES.
Yes, I vote yes on that motion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Fred Blair.
No.
Thank you. Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto.
No.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
No.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa. Not sure if he's on the call. Rob Macon.
Yes.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Thank you. Robert Payne.
Payne votes yes.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce.
Thank you.
Sorry. I don't think that was Lydia. I'm passing her. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas. Thank you. Paul Roberson.
I vote no.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Myla Reeson.
Pass.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah.
Oh, pass.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Pass.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilias.
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Thank you. Beth Von Guten.
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm going back to Ali Lexa. Okay. Lydia Ponce. Okay. Rocio Rivas.
I will vote no.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Myla Reeson.
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Okay, thank you. So again, Ali Lexa is not on the call. Lydia Ponce is not on the call. I have 11 yes.
Chair votes.
10 no.
Chair votes no.
Thank you. So that's a tie.
So we're going back to the main motion. Can you call the roll on the, unless Jan wants to put forward an amendment to it?
All right, so this is back to our original motion.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. I would like to amend my motion, to clarify.
Amending Myla's motion.
Myla's motion, to clarify it.
Okay, your amendment is to postpone the seating of the delegates until a ruling on December 29th. Is that correct?
Yes, on the December 29th hearing, yes. And not
okay, so that's a motion.
Any appeal, and I'd like to clarify that, not including any appeals, just whatever the judge says with regard to that motion.
That's a motion to postpone the seating of the new delegates until a ruling on the hearing on December 29th.
Correct.
Okay.
Ruling of December 29th, in case he doesn't make a ruling from the bench, it might be 2 days later or something.
Can I get, I'm sorry, can I get clear? So right now it says be postponed pending resolution of unresolved issues stemming from the recent board elections. So how would that read now?
It would be pending an order from the court on the December 29th motion regarding seating the LSB members. The KPFA
delegates, right?
Members.
Delegates.
Okay.
Delegates.
Pending an order from the court on the December 29th. I just
motion.
Want to be clear.
Sure, absolutely.
On the December 29th motion
regarding the seating of the KPFK LSB and delegates election.
And then and then continue on with we take a strong issue. Exception.
Just leave it. Just make that the substitute for the whole thing, please.
You can
I
make it that. We don't have to go into all the other stuff.
The rest of it are like whereas or whatever. They're not.
Okay. I put it in the chat just for everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. So going to a vote.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Michael Adler?
No.
Thank you. Alan Beek?
I'm sorry. What were you voting on now?
We're voting on a motion that's in the chat. It says the board meeting scheduled for Wednesday, December 5th. No, it's the seating of the delegates on December 15th be postponed pending an order from the court on the December 29th motion regarding the seating of the KPFK, OSB, and delegates.
I vote yes.
Election.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
No.
Thank you. Sandy Child?
Yes.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you. Jen Goodman?
And have you voted your own substitute or amendment?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Ellen? Yes, now I can. Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
No.
Thank you. Abelia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa again? Rob Macon?
Yes.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank Michael, you. Sorry. Robert Payne?
Payne votes yes.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
No.
Thank you, Lawrence. Lydia, were you here for the other vote?
No, Simone.
No, I was driving. I had to jump off because I needed to get to my destination. I apologize.
Okay,
I apologize.
Sorry. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
No.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
No.
Thank you. Janine Roan votes no. That's me. Myla Reeson?
Yes.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote no.
Thank you. Paulina Vasiliev?
No.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten?
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then we still do not have Ali Lexa. And Michael Novick, I mean, we're
Chair.
10 yes and 12
Chair.
No.
Chair votes no.
Can I ask for a roll call vote or
to review?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
For the record
okay.
and for
okay.
And for the minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I usually record these votes in the minutes, but Michael Adler is no. Alan, yes. Fred. Sorry. Michael, no. Alan, yes. Fred, no. Sandy, yes. Bella, no. Jan, yes. Eric, no. Avelia, yes. Rob, yes. Barbara, yes. Michael, no. Robert, yes. Lydia, no. Lawrence, no. Rocio, no. Paul, no. Janine, no. Myla, yes. Mansoor, yes. Oscar, no. Paulina, no. Beth, no. Harvey, yes. Actually, I'd like to change my vote to abstain. Thank you.
Excuse me for a second, Bella. I think it's too late to change your vote.
Mr. Chair?
Janine, because you were just reading the votes that had already been cast.
Okay. Well, can I say something?
Go ahead, and then we'll hear from Bella. I think she has another agenda item, right?
I want to speak to this, please, Mr. Chair, Bella.
Speak to what?
To this issue. I believe that Janine mentioned Michael twice. But
no, there were two different Michaels. The first one was Michael Adler. The second one was Michael Novick. She went through it alphabetically by last name.
She did not mention Robert Payne.
Yes, she did.
I did not hear it.
Robert was a yes. Yeah, the reason I like to switch it to abstain is I don't understand the process that the current lawsuit, I haven't received any information about the exact process of what's going on later on this month. So it's just very frustrating to not know what stage it's in. So that's why I'm not comfortable with knowing what is being asked in this motion. So, but that's fine. I'll remain
okay.
No.
Okay, Bella, you're the last item on the agenda in the new business. You said you had a motion, but I don't think I've seen it. Did you put it in the chat, or can you read it at least to us?
There are two motions that were both submitted to the governance committee, and that were sent to the governance committee, to the chair and to the secretary.
Yeah, okay, but that's irrelevant. We're talking about the body right now. What I saw from you in the governance committee was not a motion. It was a long disquisition about what you objected to. Can you state a motion clearly?
Okay, so the motion, the first motion was, I, as a delegate candidate of KPFK-LSB, have been compelled to spend over $446, to be exact, $446.75, through email blasts to educate and inform the electorate of KPFK membership about the independent candidates and their positions, given that the station did not run the on-air cards nor promote it on the website or over the air anything regarding the recent elections. I would like to get reimbursed. And specifically, part of that cost was incurred on November 20th for the town hall event. We are we need to comply to town halls per year from the outreach committee, and the last one was November 20th via Zoom. We had over 46 people that participated via Zoom and via electronic phone call also. But in order to let the membership know, I also had to send an email blast, and that was $107.80.
Michael, may I be recognized okay. Procedure?
Go ahead.
I think this is a business of kit.
I am not ended, and that is a total of $446.75. I'm herein requesting immediate reimbursement from KPFK for the total billings paid by Bella DeSoto. Thank you.
Mansoor,
yeah,
thank you. I think this is a business of KPFK, and this thing should be taken to the station. And it's not for this body to decide whether a reimbursement should be taken place and when and how. And that doesn't matter. It just needs to be taken to the station. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say that it's out of order this meeting because the delegates have no authority or budget whatsoever, and we should refer it back to the governance committee. I would advise you, Bella, that you should separate the question of money that was spent on the election campaign from money that was spent for the town hall. I think the town hall is legitimate. The town hall is a legitimate expense, and there is a budget historically for putting on town halls. If we have venues, this one is electronic only, but I don't think we can take it up here and now. So without objection, I'd like to just refer that back to governance.
That's fine. I wanted to insert it to the record. Thank you for the stream.
All right. Janine, your hand is back up? No? Okay. All right, I think we've concluded our business, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Fred moves to adjourn.
Hang on a second. Eric was trying to speak.
Before we adjourn, could you update me and anybody else on the governance committee as to what happened in relation to our glitch of our recent meeting?
It's my bad entirely. I was called out of my house and I left my phone behind me. And
no need to apologize, Michael. Okay. What is the current status?
The current status is that we put forward a draft agenda for this meeting, which we just completed, and we put forward a draft agenda, which will be sent for the LSB meeting on December 15th. And the agenda is always the prerogative of the body, so any changes people want to make, Janine will be sending out the draft agenda for Wednesday shortly, I guess.
Okay.
Before you adjourn, may I publicly...
Yeah, so Fred made a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection?
Zeri's trying to say something.
I'm sorry.
I'm a member of the public, a listener-sponsored member of KPFK. I'm unclear of the results of the last vote about the one that was just voted on. I don't know what if it was passed or failed. And also,
failed.
I believe that the whole election process was very, 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 very uninformative and unparticipatory. Like, I don't even know if my votes counted because I mailed them by the USPS and they may not have gotten to New York at the right time to be counted. And I'll give you one more thing about the elections. If there are 9 separate candidates, I'm just arbitrarily making up a number, every one of those candidates that I would prefer should be able to get a number 1 vote and then that all be transferred over to the people I like rather than just one person getting the number one vote if there's nine separate positions. And the third thing is that we really, for the Janine, who's a secretary, doing a very good job, I get really massive input from
Michael,
groups that are sending out
adjourned?
Things as a PDF. That's
well,
all. I'm a member of the public. I'm supposed to be a part of this.
Quiet. Yes. Hang on a second, Mansoor. Please don't interrupt. We do have to take the public comment before we adjourn because normally we have a half hour.
Is that the end of the meeting, taking public comments? Is that the end of the meeting?
Well, we took some public comments earlier. We didn't really have any in regards to these last few motions.
No, I'm asking. What I'm asking is, after public comment, is the meeting adjourned?
Yes, after public comment, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the meeting adjourned, Michael? Michael, is the meeting adjourned?
The meeting is not adjourned yet. We're taking public comment for a few minutes because we didn't have all the public comments. And after the public comment, if there's no objection, we'll adjourn. Margo has the floor, and then I heard John Markowitz wants to speak. Margo, why don't you finish your comments?
Hello? Is that me?
Yes, that's you. You're Margo,
okay,
right?
Okay, I did not understand what the second vote on whether to seat the candidates, the elected candidates or not, was passed, or if it was waited to postpone it till after the court thing. I didn't get clear on what was voted on, yes or no.
The motion to postpone the seating of the delegates until after the court date was defeated.
Oh, so, that's too bad. Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I just think the whole process needs to be completely revised. And as I keep saying, we should go through the bylaws one by one and study them and then find out how they've been applied and how they're not good and how they're good. And then we can revise them individually, but with the whole participation of all those votes. We're not even, I just heard that one of the other meetings, we're not really actually the ones to make the decisions, all up the position of the National Board. So there's a whole shenanigan, weird complications going on and makes me bothered. So I will send out a big letter to everybody. With everybody in blind carbon copy, but thank you for letting me participate.
Thanks.
Okay.
Sure. I did want to respond to your second point briefly, Margo. The voting process is confusing, but it is what's required under the particular STV voting system that we have adopted and used for many years. It's a single transferable vote. That's what STV stands for.
Yes.
And
well,
so your vote goes to your first candidate. And if your first candidate is elected and there's an excess, that excess is divided among all the second choices for that candidate. You can raise it to the Pacifica National Board, and maybe I'm not sure if it's in the bylaws, but I believe it is.
I might try to do something about
it. It would have to be a bylaws amendment to change to a different system of choice voting.
Okay.
There are other systems. But that's the one
I know that when I ran, I didn't get enough one vote, so I was thrown out immediately.
Right.
It was very strange.
Yeah. I agree. It's a very frustrating system. So I had John Markowitz and then Colin News number 5. We're just taking public comments at this point.
Two questions and then a comment. Is the voting on the 4 bylaws amendment postponed till what date? One.
No, they become moot at this point because we had to vote within the same month as the PNB, and I think that KPFT did not vote. We did not vote. I don't know what happened to BAI or A or W, but
saying
we're not voting on them again. There would have to be new amendments.